Starting number five of the paper.
Another one. Found over there. An escapee.
It's already gone. Yeah. Maybe not. Okay. Chovorot. Dalet, not A. Dalet. Okay. Ramlamet Hayom Vase. We're talking about things that a person who's Osir Tevhanoah from somebody else is still allowed to, the other person is allowed to benefit in these things because they're not called Hanoah. The Torim is Truma, so Maestro, so the Daita. He can take Trumas and Maestros for him. The Gemara, not today, but eventually we'll discuss from whose Tvua. In other words, I can take Trumas and Maestros from you, from your Tvua, the Daita. You make me a Shliach to take off Trumas and Maestros from you, so I'm not giving you anything. I'm taking off Trumas and Maestros, and the mitzvah is Mitzvah Lav Lahenes Nitno. So that's not called Hanoah. Umakriv alof kine zovim, kine zovos, kine yoldos, chatos vashomos. And if he's a Kohen, he could be makriv for the person who is ushered to him, right? The Kohen made a nether, or the other person made a nether, he's not getting any hanoah from the Kohen. So the Kohen can be makriv kine zovim, a zov, before he can eat kochim, has to bring what's it called, a korban, chatos and an olah. And the same thing goes for a zava, or a yoledes, right? Has to bring a korban before she's allowed to eat kodshim. And chatos v'ashamos, and we'll discuss what kind of chatos and ashamos. So the kohen can bring makriv these korbanos for the person who's aser b'hanoah to the kohen. Umalamdo, and he's allowed to teach him. There's a person who he's not allowed to have Hanoah from, is allowed to teach him Medrash, Halachas, Agadas, Avalo Yulamdenu Mikra, but not Chumash, Chumash Tanakh, that the Gemara will discuss why. Avamalamid, who has Bonavis, Benosa Mikra, but he teaches children Tanakh also. Rashi, Petorim Estrumas, Mufarish Migmara, Umakriv Avalav, Imhu Hayakohen, also Shinodar Shalo Yehenem Imenu. If the person that he made the nether is not going to have Hanoah from him is a Kohen, Yochel Hakriv Olav Kinei Zovim V'Kinei Zovos, that Kohen is still allowed to be Makriv for him these Korbanos. Okay, Iboy Elohu. Hani Kahani Shluchei Didon Havei O Shluchei Dishmaya. The Kohanim are Shluchim or they Shluchim of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's when a Kohen is Makriv a Korban for somebody. Is he doing it as an agent of the Rabbanu Shalom? And it's not an agent of the person who's bringing the carbon. The person himself brings the carbon, has a chiyuv to bring it, whatever. But he's a kohen. He's not a kohen. He can't be makrivin. So the Rabbanu Shalom appointed kohanim to do that avoda. But he's not doing it as an agent of the person who's bringing the carbon. That's not his responsibility. His responsibility is to bring the carbon, not to be makrivin. And the Rabbanu Shalom appointed the kohen to be makrivin. Or no, the Kohen is our shliach. He's the shliach of the person who's bringing the carbon. It's as if the person who, bringing the carbon is being makrivit through the agency of the Kohen. That's the shaila. The Gemara in Kedushin says that it's very poshut that the shluchei d'rabbana, d'rachmana, because you can't make a shliach to do something you can't do. So how in the world could there be shluchei didon if you can't be makriv a carbon? How could you make a shliach of a kohen to be makriv a korban? So it must be that they're shluchim of the Rabbanu Shalom. It could be that with all of that, there's still the shaila. So what's the ikur shliach? Avadai, the kohen is also a shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom. Is he also our shliach or not? That's the shaila. In other words, the Rabbanu Shalom appoints him as a shliach to be able to be the shliach of the balim. So is that the case? Or no? The Bialim have nothing to do with this. It's totally shlichus of the Rabbanu Shalom. The Bialim finish their chiyuv when they bring the carbon, and the hakrov of the carbon is totally out of their hands. That could be also part of the shayla, if the Rabbi Yehuda learns. Okay. So that's my nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Whether the Kohen is the shliach of the Bailin or the shliach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The mudr hano, for somebody who's not allowed to have hano from a Kohen. I amres the shluchei didon havi hamahanilei va'osir. If he's a shliach of the Bailin and he's not allowed, and the Bailin are not allowed to have hano from him, he's giving hano to the Bailin. He's being their shliach, the knock of the korban. The I amres shluchei d'shmaya, but if the Kohen has nothing to do with the Bailin, right, if there's a shliach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam free mak of the korban, the Bailin finishes his achrayis when he brings the korban, not when he sacrifices it. Then shori, then it'd be mutter. So Morris says, "Mai, what's halacha? Toshma, the snan, our mishnah, makriv v'lo kinei zavim, I amr shluchei didon kamahani le." Right, b'chora, how could he bring? It says if his guy's also b'hanah, so still the kohen who is what's it called, that he's asur b'hanah to have any hanah from this kohen can bring these korbanos. So you see that he's shluchei the rachmona, not shluchei didon. Verse says, "Latameich listening makriv of korbanos." If according to you, let it just say, "Can makriv any korbanos?" Right? Ela mechusrei kaporishani. It's only these korbanos he can bring. The Omer of Yochanan, "Hakol tzrichim das chutz mechusrei kapora." Right? All korbanos, you have to have the das of the bailim. In other words, when the kohen brings it, the bailim have to know that the kohen's bringing their korban. So then it's possible that he's their shliach. But by mechusrei kapara, it's not that the kohen is bringing the korban for my kapara. I can't have kapara unless I know about it. But over here, it's not a kapara. A yoledes, a zava, they didn't do any averus. These korbanos are machshir them to eat kodshim and to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They're a machshir. So you don't need their das. It's just a ceremony that has to be done. It's a condition that has to be achieved. But I don't need kapara, so you don't have to do it with my das. So therefore, you don't have to be my shliach. If it can be done without my das, then the kohen's not my shliach. He's a shliach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That when a person's in this situation, he needs to have these korbanos brought before he can eat kosher. But he's not a direct result of something that he did or whatever. It's just a status. Even to get rid of that status, you have to do this. So therefore, what's it called? In these cases, it could be shluchei derachmona and not shluchei didan. But in a regular korban, where you need das of the bailin, then it could be that he's a shliach of the bailin. Sorry, other maybe korban albonav albanosav aktani, because if a person has a child who's a zav or a zava, so he can bring their korban, and they have no das, so he's obviously not their shliach, right? So how come? Because it's just a formality that this korban has to be brought before the tahara can be completed. So it can even work somebody else bringing that korban for them. Okay, even if they're children. Shenemar, how do you know that a person can bring the korban? Not talking about the kohen. It means separating the korban and bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash for them. Right. So therefore, the kohen is makrivit. Also, it's not makrivit for them. He's makrivit. What's it called? He's not makrovit because of them, he's makrovit for them. How do you know that helps? Zos Torah Sazov, Ben Gadol Ben Katan. Says Zos Torah Sazov, doesn't make a difference if the Zov is an adult or a child. Where it says, Elamayatul Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Zos Torah Sazov comes to tell me, even a Katan, Zos Torah Sayoledes, Ben Katana Ben Gdolda, is he going to darsh the same thing by Zos Torah Sayoledes, whether she is an adult or a child? Katana Basledoi? Katana can't give birth, because if she gives birth, she dies. She gets pregnant. For Tani Rabbeboy, we had this already in Yavamos and in Ksubos. Tani Rabbeboy, Kamed Rav Nachman, Sholosh Noshim Mishamshus Mamoch. Three women are allowed to use a moch in order to prevent themselves from getting pregnant. Katana, Umuberes Umeinika. A Katana and a pregnant woman and a woman who's nursing. Ketana shemetisaber v'tomus. The reason a ketana is because we're afraid she'll get pregnant and she'll die. So a ketana never gives birth. If she gets pregnant, she dies. So what's it called? So how could you have a ketana giving birth? So when it says, "Hahi zos Torah sayoledes ben pikachas ben shota," enochanami, it doesn't include a ketana, but includes somebody similar to a ketana who doesn't have das, a shota. A husband can bring the korban for his wife, so she can eat kodshim, whether she is sane or insane. Kediv Reb Yehuda, and that goes like Reb Yehuda, the Tanya, Reb Yehuda Omer, Adam Mevi Korban Asher Al Ishto, the Chol Korbono Shechayeves. Right, a man can bring a Korban Asher, a woman really owns nothing, so she's a Nania, so she should only bring birds, and not a animal sacrifice, which is for a Korban, Yoledes, who's an Ashira. But she's not an Ashira, she isn't a Nania, because her husband can bring the Korban, and he's an Asher. So he brings carbon according to what his standard is, because he's allowed to bring the carbon for his wife. And why? Shekach kosiv, because he writes in the ksuba, v'achrayis de'islech olai mikadamastana, right? Whatever responsibilities you have from before, I accept. So he takes over her chiyuvim for korbanos too. So he can bring a korban yoledes for her also. Rashi. Hani kohani, shemakrivin korbanos, Shluchei didon de bali korban, hoka mahanile shliach lechaper kaparoso. If they're shluchei didon, then how can a kohen be makriv korbanos for a person who's usher to have hanoah from that kohen? The iu agiro shlo yehenem imenu. Ela miniktani makriv alav kinei zavim shmami no de shluchei de shmayaninu. Since our Mishnah says that the kohen could be makriv korbanos for the person who's not allowed to get hanoah from him, he's obviously not their shliach. He's a shliach of the rabbanu shalom. If that's the case, then the Mishnah should have just said the Kohen can be makriv any korbanos. But since it was specific and said he can bring kinei zavim, the birds that a zav or a zava has to bring, or a yoledes, shmami no deshluchei didanim, just the opposite. You see from here that regular korbanos he can't bring, because he's the shliach of the Baal, and he can't be mahaneh. With the kashelon, homakah mahanile, I by zavim and zavos also is mahane them. Toritz loka mahanile, the mechusre kapora shani ki honi the masnisen. The omer of Yochanan, I call tzrichim das kol akorbanos tzrichim shu makrivim bailim chutz mechusre kapora makrivim bedas bailim. Right, all the korbanos you have to have the das of the bailim, except for these. These are not a kapora, so you don't need the person's das when you bring the korban. They're just a machshir, and therefore, since they're a formality to be machshir, that anybody can bring them as long as they're brought, that's fine. Al bora the albanos vaktanim kshehein mechusrei kapara. You have a child who becomes a zav or a zava. Kidechsiv zos toras hazav v'noshim. What's just v'noshim? It's a mistake. Ukishen. Ukishem shemevi korban aleihem afapi shein lohem das, just like you bring a korban for them and they have no das. So an adult also doesn't need the das of the adult. Hachinami gedolim ein tzrichim lohavi kaparosim ledaito. Hilka choel umakriv alav shalom ledaito lomahani le. Since they're, what's it called? You're bringing the korban even shalomi daito, you're not giving him any hanoah, you're just fulfilling a formality. The holo yoda umutr, because he doesn't have to know about it even. So he's not doing it through you, you're just doing it for him. Okay. Ela me'atzel Rav Yochanan de mafik mizos Torah Sazov ben Godel ben Kotten, according to Rav Yochanan, who learns Zos Torah Sazov, that it includes a Godel and a Kotten, what's he going to do by Zos Torah Sayoledes? Hochanami motzil meimar mihai kronami, right? How's it possible to say Zos Torah Sayoledes should be similar? Shemet the Sabra Vitamus, Vadai, Amala Basledahi. A Ktana can't give birth. She can get pregnant. She can't give birth. She'll die. Omer Lachor of Yochanan, Hahu Zos Torah say, let us low marbi lo the Ktana. Ela Bigdola Mayri. It's not being marba Ktana, but it's being marba Gidola who's similar to a Ktana. The Komarba Filo Yoleda Shota. A Shota who doesn't have Das either. But she's an adult. She came on the maybe Korban Asher, a Filo Alishto Shota. Or the maybe korban asher al ishto ben pikachas ben shota. If the woman is a yoledes, so she doesn't have to bring the korban yoledes, her husband can bring it. And it doesn't make a difference if it's midaita, because she's sane, or it's shalom midaita, because his wife is insane. Okay? She went crazy after she had the kid, right? She had, postpartum, right? She went meshuga, and by the time she had to bring her korban, she was totally insane. So he can still bring the korban. even though she's married to an usher, she's an aniyah. The masha konsa isha kona baila, because her husband owns everything. Especially if she's insane. The, what's it called? Ela koa karbonos, shechayevis mediolel. He can bring those karbonos. She came cause of love, achrayis, the hochi mashma, achrayusa alai. Your, anything that you were responsible for is now transfers to me. So Tosus over here is a long arichas that lechora that would seem to imply that if a woman had debts before she got married, the husband assumes those debts, which is not necessarily the case. So Tosus has a whole different girsa here of it's not that the husband writes to the woman, but the woman, it's the woman's, what's it called, that her, not that all of her responsibilities go over to the husband, but it's a different thing completely. In any case, whatever it is, the way Rashi learns is that a husband is responsible at least for the korbanos of his wife, and that's part of the ksuba. Just like he can bring a korban yoledes for his wife, even if she has no das, so too, o mechusri kapara, you can bring the carbon, even shalomi das, the person who needs it. Because you're not bringing it for them. You're not bringing it, what's it called? They're not bringing it through you. You're bringing it for them. So really, by regular carbonos, where it's a kapara, you're bringing it through them. They're bringing it through you. So then the coins, their shliach, and he can't be mahana them. But by mechusri kapara, there you're bringing it for them. You don't even need their das, so therefore he's not mahana them. He's a shliach of the Rabban Shalom for that. You can't be somebody's shliach if you don't need their das. Okay. So therefore, from our Mishnah, is not only no raya that shluchei derachmana, but it's a raya that shluchei didan, because it only mentions karbonos of zavim and zavos. Right. Ah, no, it doesn't mean that they're doing what the Rabban Shalom has to do. Shluchei Derachmana doesn't mean, Shluchei Didan means I have to bring the carbon and the Kohen brings it for me, like Korban Pesach, like whatever. But Shluchei Dishmai doesn't mean the Rabban Shalom has to bring the carbon. It means that I'm finished. The person who's bringing the carbon is finished. The Rabban Shalom said now he wants these carbonas brought. So he was memana, the Kohanim, to be his shliach, to bring the korban, not in for him. Right? He's not bringing it for him. But I'm memana you to bring it for the sake of this guy. So he's not making you the shliach, I'm making you the shliach of him. That's a pshat.